Okay, hi everybody. This is Ken Reed. I'm going to talk to you about something I got here a couple of weeks ago because my mixer broke. And I believe it's a Behringer UBB-1002. The reason they call it 1002 is because for every channel there are two stereo inputs. And it also has a microphone XLR input for each channel, and there are five channels. It has a recorder output, it has an earphone output, it has a line output. I don't know if it's balanced or not, I can't remember. It has phantom power, 18 volt phantom power. It has 3 9 volt batteries that you can use it in portable mode. It has a wall wart that is kind of nice because the wall wart has a cord that goes to your power strip, and has a cord that goes into the mixer itself, so it doesn't take up much room on the power strip. And the cord that comes to the mixer is one of those cords that looks like a mouse cord. So it's keyed, it only goes in one way. You can't get it the wrong way. And you won't find anything that has a cord like that. It's got a tape recorder in and out that you can record right from this mixer. And every channel has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Every channel has 7 knobs and a fader. And it gives you quite a bit of gain. It's a real high gain mixer. It can be, if you don't get the impedance of your mics right, it can be kind of noisy. But if you do, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I've seen it be noisy because the impedance was not matched correctly to this mixer. Don't ask me what the impedance is. I haven't read the manuals for it yet. But it's a nice mixer. It does a great job. It's only 12 inches wide, about 10 inches front to back, and at its highest point, it's about 3 inches. The back panel where the microphone and all the jacks are sticks up about maybe a half an inch, 3/4 of an inch above the panel where the faders are. And nice thing about it is it has an earphone jack that's, you can change the volume on the earphone jack, which I didn't have on the last mixer that I had. I had a Samson last time. The one thing you have to watch out for is it has no dedicated return. You have to use the fifth channel for your return. And so because of that, you need to be careful that you don't get feedback, because I have a little effects processor, a NanoVerb, and I can't run the gain up very high on that because it'll feedback. So that's the only thing that I found that I didn't like about the mixer. Other than that, each channel has a 3-band equalizer, and what I like about it, the equalizer here, is that the middle equalizer gives you a lot of mid-range. You don't want to go too far into the mid-range because it'll sound like a telephone call. But I've seen a lot of times when you need more mid-range, and this has got it in spades. So I guess that's about all there is to say about this mixer. It's you can get it at a Guitar Center, about $100, and for the money, I think it's a very good buy. Well, that's all I can say about that, and talk to you guys later.